Daf is Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes. We are holding on Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page on Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis. Five basic topics in today's Daf. First, we're going to discuss two possible reasons for the Isser to read lists on Shabbos. And we're going to have a lot of Nafkaminas, three Nafkaminas between the two reasons, or two Nafkaminas, I don't remember. The Gemara then discusses whether it's mutter to read captions under pictures on Shabbos. We're going to discuss a lot about Shtarei Hedyotos today. And then we go into the rules based on the Mishnah of raffling off portions of food amongst family members, amongst non-family members on Shabbos during the week. We're going to discuss Kohanim raffling off portions of Korbanos on Shabbos. Then we're going to mention a statement of Rabbi Yaakov Berei de Bas Yaakov, that a person gets punished when others are punished on his account, and we look for a source for that idea in Tanakh. Where do we find that if somebody else gets punished because of me, that I get punished for that? And then the Daf is going to conclude by telling us how evil Nebuchadnezzar was, some of the horrible evil things that we know about Nebuchadnezzar. So let's pick up from the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. Says in the Mishnah, Mona Adam Es Orcha Ves Paparosav Mipiv Avalo Minaksav, that a person can count his guests and his food from memory, but not by reading from a list. A person should not be reading from lists on Shabbos. Halacha number two in the Mishnah, Mapis Adam Im Banav Im Bnei Beis Ol HaShulchan Oblvajle Yiskavin Lassos Mana Gedola Kenegan Mana Katana. A person could raffle off the different foods at the table on Shabbos around the table, but not for the larger portion versus the smaller portion. It should be portions of equal sizes, just in terms of who gets first, who gets now, who gets second, but not in terms of raffling off different size portions on Shabbos. And halacha number three, umatil chaloshin ala kachin biyom tov avalo ala manos, that we're allowed to make also chaloshin as lashon of a raffle on kachim on yantif avalo ala manos. Gemara will explain exactly what that means, lo al hamanos, but there's some sort of exception to this rule that we're not allowed to making a raffle to divide up the kachim meat. So we'll see what that is when we get there. So says the Gemara, my time, why is it lo menaksa? Why is it that you're allowed to count off your guests and your food from memory, but not minaksav? What's wrong with reading it minaksav? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Rav Bibi Amar Gzeira Shemi Yimchok. Rav Bibi says the concern is that you're going to come to erase from the guest list, as Rashi says, Shemi Yimchok Mina Orchin, Sheyira Shalo Heichalim Kol Tzarchim. You're going to realize as you're looking at the guest list that it's a very long list for the amount of food that you prepared, that you didn't prepare enough for them. V'yischari Chazim En Yosef, and you're going to regret that you invited too many people, and you're going to erase from the list so that your shamish won't go out and invite everybody that's on the list. You're going to want to take somebody off the list last minute. So that's why you're not allowed to read from the list. A different reason. No, it's not that you're going to come to do the malacha of being mochik, of erasing from this list, but rather that you're going to come to read shtari adiotos. And what's the problem? So says Rashi, kalani shami yikra shtabishtari Adiotos shall mekach umemkar. What are shtari adiotos? Shtari adiotos are shtaros of mekach umemkar. So we're not going to let you read a list, lest you confuse that with shtari adiotos, where you're going to come to read shtaros of mekach umemkar. And what's the problem with reading shtaros of mekach umemkar? Well, that's a gezeira shemi yichtov. Any mekach umemkar is only isra midrabanan, because we're afraid that you're going to come to write. So that's what the Ritva points out over here, that even though the gzeira that we're making is only on account of a different, this is drabanan iloha lo kaimaha, that sometimes we do make a gzeira le gzeira when the chazal made an assessment that without the gzeira le gzeira, the gzeira won't last either. So they thought no one's going to be able to avoid reading shtari adiotos if we let you read too much other material. So it's all chad gzeira. So and the same is true in mandi amr shami yimchok. It's also, says the Ritva, only in isur drabanan. What do I mean only in isur drabanan? Mochik is an av malacha. It's certainly a malacha d'araisa. No, but that's only when it's almanas lichtov b'mekomo. That's only when a person is mochik with the intention to write in its place. The way Rashi explained the Gemara over here is that you're not going to write down another person on the list in the place of the person that you're erasing. You're erasing stam to erase, not almanas lichtov b'mekomo. The Chasam Sofer is mefarish that no, when we say that you're erasing, it's almanas to put a, because you decide that you want a different guest rather than the one that you have on the list. So you're erasing so that you could put someone else in the on the list instead of that person. So it is mochik almanas lichtov. There is a discussion in Rishonim already. Mochik almanas lichtov. Why is it that it's only an isser of mechika if the plan is to write? Is this just part of the general halacha that one is not chayiv on Shabbos for anything anything that's mekalkel, for anything that's destructive. So when you're mochek al menas lichtov, that means that's the way to make your mechika not destructive. It's not destructive because it's al menas lichtov, because it paves the way for room for more writing. What if it's constructive in some other way? It's not al menas lichtov, but by erasing these words, somehow you're being constructive. Let's say these are extra words in a sefer that, or in an essay that ruin the entire essay. Someone has defaced something that you had written with some words on it that don't belong there. So you erase them, and it's a tikkun in its own right. So if mochik al menas lichtov is just an issue, the only reason you need al menas lichtov is because otherwise it's mekalkel. Mechika is just by definition you're always destroying writing when you're mochik. So maybe if there's some other tikkun involved, it doesn't have to be al menas lichtov. That itself would be the tikkun. But if mochik al menas lichtov is just shei melacha, the definition of the melacha is when you're mochik, al menas lichtov has nothing to do with mekalkel, so then it doesn't matter if there's another tikkun. The only way it's a violation of mochik is when it's al menas lichtov, when the person plans on writing. Now, in general, the Rashi said over here, the problem is that we're afraid of mekach u'memkar. The Gemara, however, we saw elsewhere it said, Daf Kuf Tazayin, that Dibur Asur Hirhur Mutter, that when it comes to thinking about weekday things and talking about weekday things on Shabbos, Dibur Asur Mimso Cheftucha V'daber Dover, you're not allowed to speak about these things, but Hirhur Mutter, you are allowed to think about these things. So why is it Asur to read Shtari Adiotos? It's only Hirhur, you're not being Medaber about these things. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden Shelis Yavitz Chelik Al Simkov Samchbe says, the fact that you're allowed to be Maharher Ba'asakov B'Shabbos, that's only when the Machshava came into your mind on its own. But when you focus, when you do an action to bring about these thoughts, that is Asur. So when you're going out of your way to read something, that's going to bring about, even though it's only Hirhurim, it's only thoughts of Mekach U'Memkar, but it's thoughts that one brought about by himself. He brought it upon himself, these thoughts of Mekach U'Memkar, that is Asur, even though it remains in the realm of thought and the person never verbalizes it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simon Shin Zayin, Siv Chaf Aleph, has a different approach. He says, we only say Dibur Asur Hirhur Mutter when it's not nicker that you're being maharher about other things. But if you're reading a book, you're reading something, so it's clear that you're being maharher about the newspaper that you're reading, or about whatever it is that you're reading, because it's clear from context, from what you're doing, from just looking at the person, what the person is doing. So that's going to be asur. Here is only mutter when no one can read your thoughts, and you're just thinking something to yourself. So says Gemara Mai Benayil, my nafkamina between the two reasons of Gzera Shami Yimchok or Gzera Shami Yikra B'Shtari Adiotos. Says Gemara, nafkamina is first potential nafkamina. We're going to have three of them. Ika Benayil, the Kosova Kosol Midli. Let's say you write it very high up on a wall. No concern you can come to erase it because you can't reach it. So you're not going to come to erase it. And the concern that you might come to read it, though, that you might come to read Shtari Adiotos, well, that we are concerned about. It's interesting. It got there somehow, all the way high up on the wall. So what do you mean you can't reach it? Somehow you get a ladder and you'll be able to reach it. But that's the point, that whenever we make a gzera that you might come to do something, it's most often the gzera is that you'll forget yourself, you'll lose yourself. And in the heat of the moment, you'll do something in that instant. But if it will require taking a ladder and setting up the ladder and climbing up, we assume in that amount of time that it takes to do that, by then you'll remember. By then you'll realize, you know what, I probably shouldn't be erasing this, and you won't come to erase it. So there's no concern by the time you get there. So says the Gemara, wait a second, Ulman Yam Shem Yimchok, Necha Shem Yikra. If that's the nafkamina, so you want to say that according to the Shita Shem Yimchok, there's no concern, well, why isn't the guy who's worried about Shema Yimchok, why isn't Rav Bibi, who's worried about Shema Yimchok, concerned that you're going to come to read Bishtari Adiotos also, when you read something very high up on a wall? Meaning, isn't that also a legitimate concern? Visu, l'Shema Yimchok lo chashinon. And also, are we not choshesh when something is unreachable? Are we really not choshesh for Shema Yimchok? just because it's not reachable, it's not so practical. Vatanya, we have a brisa that says that seems to indicate otherwise. Liyikra la'araner, v'amar Rabba, afilu gavoa shtei kavos, afilu gavoa shtei mardeos, afilu es asara batim zal gavizeh, liyikra. You're not allowed to read bar in there, even if the ner is completely inaccessible. It's very high up. So why should this be any different? Even though, what's the whole reason you're not allowed to read by bar in there? Is because we're afraid that you're going to come to be mata the ner, you're going to tilt the candle, and it's going to come to extinguish the candle. No matter how high up it is, we're concerned about that. So over here also, shouldn't we say, no matter how high up on the wall the writing is, we should still be choshesh, shemi yimchok? So says the Gemara, ele ike benayu. So rather we have to suggest a different nafkamina. The nafkamina is the kasav akosel mikhti. The nafkamina is the writing is on a wall, umitzi rather. It's on a wall not so high up. So that you might come to erase it, certainly we're worried that you're going to come to erase it. The Gemara suggests a new idea that yes, the shita that holds Shem Yikra that you might come to reach Tari Adeltos is not worried when something is written on a wall, because no one would confuse a wall for a newspaper, no one would confuse a wall for a document, for a shtar, for Mekach and Memkar shtar. So because no one will confuse the two for each other, we're not worried about that. So why didn't the first Nafkamina work also then? Meaning the first Nafkamina should have been a Nafkamina on that account, that it was high up on a wall. We're not worried about, we are worried about Shemi Yimchuk, but we shouldn't be worried about Shemi Yikra because it's on a wall. So Tosfos points out, at this point he says, "V'lo yadana may nachan mitasai kimin the salgadak to kulam." No, where's the Tosfos? The first one. L'man yam Hashem yichok leich Hashem yikra va'v'lo masik adaita gudu b'shtara lo michlaf. That in the first nafkamina we didn't yet realize this svara that a person won't confuse what's on a wall with what's in a document. So if we would have realized this svara, then the first nafkamina would have worked also. Meaning any time it's on a wall, anywhere, high up, low down, doesn't make a difference. There's no concern. Shem yikra b'shtari adiotos. So says Gemar, but does this nafkamina work? L'man yam Hashem yikra leich Hashem yimchok. But the opinion that's worried about Shemi Yikra B'Shtari Adiotos, Abaye is worried about Shemi Yikra B'Shtari Adiotos when it's on a wall. So granted, he's not going to worry Shemi Yikra, but shouldn't he at least be worried Shemi Yimchok that he'll come to erase it? Ella, rather, we suggest the third Nafkamina. Ike B'Nayu, Dechayik Atavla V'Apinkas. It's not written anywhere. It's engraved into a tablet. It's engraved into a Pinkas. That's the concern. The Mandiyam Shemi Yimchok Lo Cheshin. So to come to erase it, we're not worried that you're going to come to erase it because it's not normal writing that you could erase. The Mandiyam Shemi Yikra Chayshin, but they might come to reach Tari Adiotos, that we are concerned. So, frankly, Gemara, that Nafkamina doesn't work either. Why is the opinion of Shemi Yimchok not worried that Shemi Yikra that you might come to read? And if you're going to say, no one's going to confuse a tablet, a luach, no one's going to confuse that with a document or the piece of paper. Vatanya, we have a brisa, mono adam kama mi bifnim, v'kama mi b'chutz. Person can count how many guests are going to sit here, how many there, how many are going to sit inside, how many are going to sit outside in the less coveted places, the more coveted places, the kama monos asad aniach lefnehem, and how much he's going to serve, how many courses he's going to serve, miksav shal gabi akosav, he can check it from writing on a wall, but not from writing on a tablet. So you see that when something is on a piece of stone or a piece of wood or a tablet or something like that, that we are concerned that you're going to confuse that with shtari hadyotos. We don't say that you would never confuse them to each other with each other. So if we're talking about where it's written in ink, so then what difference does it make where it's written, whether it's written on parchment or paper or a tablet? So that wouldn't be any chiddush. Elav dechayik v'katani miksav shal gabi akosav lo miksav shal gabi tavlu pinkos. So it must be that we're talking about that it's engraved, and still you're not allowed to read it from a tablet, even though it's engraved. So that's why the nafkamina number 3 doesn't work, to say that, that when the writing is engraved on a tablet, so it can't be erased, and therefore you're allowed to read it. So that doesn't help, because you should still be concerned that Shemi Yikra, and don't tell me you're not concerned because no one will ever confuse the tablet for a regular writing. That's not true. We see that we are worried when you're reading it from a tablet, that Shemi Yikra B'Shtori Adiotos. So Ella, rather we have to go back to the first nafkamina. Liolim D'Kosva Kosel Umidli. You have to say it's written very high up on a wall. So he said, but wait a second, if it's written very high up on a wall, so what did we say? That we're not worried Shemi Yimchok that you're going to come to erase it because it's very high up on the wall. But the Gemara had asked on that, yes, we are worried about it when it's very high up, just like we are by Shemi Yata Asaner, that you might come to tilt the candle even when it's very high up. Udekasha left the Rabba, and that which he asked the Kasha from Rabba, that we are worried about the Ner even when it's very high up, the Rabba Tanaihi. You should know that that's actually the subject of Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya, we have a brace as follows. Mona Adam is Orchavas Paprosami Piv of Loman Aksav, Rav Acha Matir Miksav Shal Gabe Akosel. Rav Acha allows reading from writing that's on a wall. Say, hey, Chidami, what's the case of the writing on a wall? Ile Miduksimitasa Lechashami Yimchok. If it's written low, down on the wall, well, you still have a concern that you'll come to erase it. Elav de kasav umidli. It must be that it's very high up on the wall. Ushmamino de rabbi tanayi ushmamino. And you see that there's a machlokas when it's very high up. Are we worried that you're going to come to erase it? So we could be assuming like that shita. The first nafkamina would work if you assume like the shita of Rav Acha that we're not worried when it's high up on a wall that you're going to come to erase it. Enochinami. There's a shita in Tanayim against that says I don't care how inaccessible it is, we're always going to be worried that you're going to come to erase it. So this issue of Shtarei Hedyotos is a, there are several topics to be discussed within this issue of Shtarei Hedyotos. A great summary of all the issues in Minchas Asher, Shalos HaTshuvas Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss's Tshuvas Simen Yutes. And he points out that there's a Machlokas Rishonim, this idea of Asher Likro B'Shtarei Hedyotos, what types of Shtaros are we talking about? What counts as Shtarei Hedyotos? Is every book, every newspaper, every street sign, what counts as Shtarei Hedyotos? So shita number one is the Ramban. The Shtarei Hedyotos is only Shtarei Cheshbonos V'Chovos V'Chadome. Real business-related material. Igro Shlomim, to stam letters that people write, that's mutter. That's what the Ran quotes from the Ramban in Samach Daled Amud Beis Midape Arif. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Only real business-related matter. The Rush is sheet number two. The Rush in the over here in the at the beginning of the 23rd parak of Masech Shabbos writes that it's aser beigro shlomim. And at first he proves it from the fact that the Mishnah talks about limnos orchav mitoch haksav, that you're counting your guests from a list. So isn't that just like igro shlomim? He says no. Over there, maybe more similar to shtari cheshbonos because you have a need to read it. Igro shlomim is just stam because you enjoy reading. Reading it. This there's a need to read, so maybe this is more like business related material. But anyway, he proves it from what the Gemara is going to say in a few lines from now, that ksav shetachas hadyuknaos, that you're not allowed to read the captions underneath pictures. So he says that's not a need, that's just also for pleasure. So you see that igro shlomim is also aser. Now Rashi over here sounds a little more like the Ramban. He says shari adiotos shel mekach umemkar, that it's all about business, it's all mekach umemkar. Problem is Rashi and Kuftaz and base that Shtari Adiotos could go Shel Cheshbonos O Igros Hashluchos Lumtzo Chayfetz. So it sounds over there that Igros Shlomim are included in the Shtari Adiotos. So the Ran points out it seems like it's a stira in Rashi. The third shita is the Rashba. The Rashba Nechuva Chelik Dal Simukov Beis says that you're allowed to look it's Strolov. The dummy the Sifrei Chachma Shemutu Likro B'Shabbos. That you're allowed to read Sifrei Chachma on Shabbos. So he's mechalik between Igro Shlomim and Sifrei Chachma. That Igro Shlomim he thinks are aser, but Sifrei Chachma is mutter because there's more toeles in Sifrei Chachma on Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Zayin, Sifir Gimel, the Mechaber says aser to read Igro Shlomim like the Shita Sarash. In Sifir Zayin, he quotes two deos about Sifrei Chachma though, whether it was Samech on the Rashba or not, the Sifrei Chachma. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishra Brura, they're all makel be Sifrei Chachma. The Sifrei Chachma wouldn't be included. Now, there are a couple of issues relating to Shtari Adiotos. You're not allowed to read Shtari Adiotos. What about scanning it with the eyes if you don't actually read it, if you don't verbalize what you're reading? So the Rush is Machmir on this issue. It's just scanning it with the eyes. It's Machlokas Rishonim. And L'chora, Rav Asher points out, these two issues are Tali Zebzeh, meaning the two issues that we just discussed of what's included in the Yisr, what kinds of books are included in the Yisr, what kinds of readings are included in the Yisr, and the issue of whether you can scan it with the eyes are Tali in why you hold there's an Yisr to reach Shtari Adiotos. The Rambam in the 23rd paragraph of Shabbos Halacha Yitess writes that it's a Gezeirah Shem Yimchak. You're not allowed to reach Shtari Adiotos because you're going to come to a race. The Rush says that it's Asur Mishom Mimtzol Chavtcha V'Dabar Davar. It's interesting. According to the Rambam, that it's Gezeirah Shem Yimchak, so our machlokas in the Gemara, whether the Isser over here of reading your list is because of Shemi Yimchok or Gzeira Shemi Yikra B'Shtari Adiotos, Shtari Adiotos is itself a Gzeira Shemi Yimchok. It's just a question of whether we made a direct Gzeira over here or an indirect Gzeira, but it all connects back to Mechika. It all connects back to the same thing. So anyway, the Rambam says Shemi Yimchok. The Rush says, no, it's just part of Mimtzol Cheftcha V'Dabar Davar. So L'chora, if it's a Gzeira Shema Yimchok, so it's not Mistaver by Igra Shlomim that you're going to come to make corrections. Someone wrote you a letter and you start correcting the letter that they wrote to you. So that's not so Mistaver Shema Yimchok. But if it's Mimtzo Chavtzicha, so then you can understand why Igra Shlomim are included as well. Nevertheless, the Rush Asr's Iyun Ba'alma, not only Kriya B'peh, and nevertheless, even though he says the Isser is Mishum Mimtzo Cheftzcha and not Mishum Shema Yimchok. Because L'chora, you could have said that should not fit. That it should only be, if it's Shema Yimchok, only Kriya B'peh should be Asr, not just an Iyun Ba'alma, where it's much more of a laid-back kind of reading. So that's one issue. Another issue, the Rama writes in Sif Tezayin, that in Lashon HaKodesh it's mutter. That anything that's written in Lashon HaKodesh is mutter, because Lashon HaKodesh itself has Kedusha Yisera. So Rav Asher is not so sure if that would still apply, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael B'zman HaZeh. Meaning that in Lashon HaKodesh was mutter because what was written, most of what we read wasn't in Lashon HaKodesh. But if you live in a place where everything's in Lashon HaKodesh, so the whole Gzeira of Shtari Adiotos would just fall by the wayside. If everything in Lashon HaKodesh, every business document itself is in Lashon HaKodesh, so he's not so sure that Kula would still apply. But there are another of other Stadim L'Kula that Poskim mentioned. The Magen Avraham and Simon Shinal Sivkat and Dal says, if you're Mis'aneg Liros Diuknaos V'nen Mehem mutter. If a person gets great enjoyment, and that's his own Shabbos, so then it's mutter. He gets that from the Shulchan Aruch over there. Shulchan Aruch says Bachrim hamisangim bekvitzasam umrutzasam mutter v'chein liros kol davar shemisangim bo. That you're allowed to look at things that you enjoy looking at on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, and read things that you enjoy reading. That's also included in the Heter. A lot of Achronim disagree with that Magen Avraham, but that's one kula that's out there. Another kula that Magen Avraham puts out there in Sifkat Tazayin is Litzorach Mitzvah or Litzorach Rabin. It's Mutter. Because we say that Cheshbonos Shal Mitzvah, the Gemara in Ksuvos and Shabbos, that Cheshbonos Shal Mitzvah you're allowed to make on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to make Cheshbonos Shal Mitzvah on Shabbos, you're allowed to start thinking about, we're going to see tomorrow, that you're allowed to start thinking about how you're going to be mechanech the children, how you're going to do also be meshadech the banos. You're allowed to do all these cheshbonos on Shabbos, so maybe reading also for the sake of a mitzvah and for the sake of rabbin is mutter on Shabbos. And a third kula that's out there is Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe Archaim Chalakei Simul Chav Beis. Oz Dalit says that maybe Igros Shlom B'zman HaZeh is mutter entirely Igros Shlomim because we're considered chashuvim and it's not the derech of anashim chashuvim to be mochik. Just like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that an Adam Chashuv is not the derech for him to tilt a ner, and that's why we're allowed to read La Ara Ner, because an Adam Chashuv is not wouldn't tilt a ner. That had to restrain in the Gemara about tilting the ner, that an Adam Chashuv won't come to do it. It's quite a chiddush to apply it to Shtari Adiotos. So at the end of the day, Rav Asher himself is pretty strict on this issue. He says that a person should learn Torah on Shabbos, shouldn't be involved in reading all sorts of other things. He says maybe there's more room to make for girls because and for women because they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. But even them, he says, yeah, they should whatever books they read should be in Lashon HaKodesh. So you have other studim to be makel in Lashon HaKodesh. He's pretty machmir on this issue in general. And then he ends the tshuva with a couple of ha'aros. He said ha'ara number one is he thinks it's a terrible minhag that they hand out all sorts of the Jewish newspapers, and even sometimes in the they hand out the Devar Torah handouts in shul that they're full of advertisements. He says advertisements are shtari adiatos. To be reading advertisements to say that no, there's no interest, it doesn't really lead to any business. There's a reason people are paying for the advertisements, and that's the only reason most people read the Jewish newspapers. I don't know if there are any articles in them, and so it's all advertisements. So sometimes they advertise a yeshiva dinner or something like that, which is a tzorach mitzvah, tzorach rabbim, fine. But there's a lot of advertisements for things that are not like that. So he doesn't know what the heter is. Hard to understand what the heter is. Then he discusses, what about little Rebbe cards that they give out to children? That's a picture with a caption under it. So he says, Levi Omerli, that there's no iser, but that's just a quick glance. That's not called reading a caption. Reading a caption is when there's more information than just a quick caption. So let's say Nafkamina would be a baseball card. He didn't think of such a thing. A baseball card with the name underneath, but on the other side, I assume they still have like this, on the other side, all the stats. So the stats is a lot of information. So maybe that would be problematic to have children do on Shabbos. And the third ha'ara he has is that, and this is also pretty wild, he says, L'chari, you shouldn't read all the writing that's on the parochas and shul on Shabbos. He says, the psukim, fine, that avad you're allowed to read. But who donated in memory of who? He says, why is that not shtariya deotis, that you just stop reading what's written up on the wall, that you're not allowed to be kori on Shabbos? So he's, like I said, he's pretty significantly machmir on this issue, but a good summary of all of the different issues that come up. So says the Gemara further now. So back in the Gemara, v'hani tanoi kahani tanoi. This machlokas tanoi matches another machlokas tanoi as follows. Detanya, ein ron b'mara b'Shabbos. Person is not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. What's the concern? That when you look in the mirror, you're going to see that you have a dangling hair, and you're going to use the edge of the mirror to cut off that hair. So you're just going to do that in the heat of the moment without thinking about it, and that's why you're not allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos. But Rav Meir says, if it's a mara kavua bakosal, the mirror's on the wall where you can't just take it and cut off a trim of hair from with the edge of the mirror because it's stuck onto the wall, then it's mutter. So ma'ishna kavua bakosal dadach. Why, when it's kavua b'kosel, what we think that you'll remember by the time you take it off the wall, and you'll remember that it's Shabbos, you're not going to come to do anything. So shouldn't we say the same thing when it's not kavua b'kosel? So hacha b'marashal matachas askin. Meaning, I'm sorry. The point is, we're not worried at this point. We don't yet realize that you can use the mirror to cut. We think that you're going to see it in the mirror, go and run and get a scissor and cut it off. So Gemara says, well, if by the time you go and run and get a scissor, we think that you'll remember when the mirror is kavua b'kosel, then by the time you run and get a scissor, you'll remember even when it's not kavua b'kosel. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about where you're going to use the mirror to cut the hair. Hacha b'mar shal matachas askin, and the mirror itself is made out of metal. Ukedav nachman amr abaravua, dam rav nachman amr abaravua, mnei ma amr mar shal matachas asura, mnei shal demasu lahashur banim nam dalin. Why is it that a mar shal matachas, a mirror of metal, is asur? Because we're afraid you're going to come to trim off some stray hairs. So you see over there again, the machlokas is, what about a mara kavua b'kosel, where it's not so accessible? Same machlokas as you have with a ner that's very high up, or the writing that's very high up on a wall. It's not so accessible to you that you're going to come to do the malacha. Are we still going to be gozer that it's aser, even when it's not readily accessible to the person? So you see, that's the same machlokas tanaim. Using mirrors, can we deduce from this gemara that using mirrors in general is automatically mutter? The Ritva writes in the name of the Ramban that according to Rabbanon kol mara asura afilu sheina shel matachas she kavua, that mid Rabbanon every mara, every mirror is asur, even if it's not shel matachas. He says that's it's all chad gezera. But then the Ritva says, you see from our Gemara that everyone holds you're generally, when it's not Shabbos, allowed to look in a mirror, even if you're a man, and it's not a violation of Leilbash Gevar Simlas Isha. Shulchan says men shouldn't look in a mirror because it's a violation of Leilbash Gevar Simlas Isha. So the Rishonim point out already, the Ran and Avodah Zarah, that it really depends on society. If you live in a society where only women look in mirrors, only women and extremely feminine men look in mirrors, so then it's a feminine thing. But if you live in a society where men in general will look in a mirror to make sure they look presentable before they leave the house or whatever, so then it's then it's going to be mutter. So you can't necessarily learn too much from the Gemara's discussion about mirrors on Shabbos, about what the halacha is of mirrors during the week. My dentist told me he was once he has an office in Brooklyn, and he had a Hasidish patient, and he was showing him how to brush his teeth, because it was a teenager. The kid had no idea how to brush his teeth, so he held up the mirror for him, and as soon as he held up the mirror, the kid started screaming. He said, no, and he wasn't scared of what he saw. He just he said, it's an issur. Today I'm not allowed to look in the mirror. So my dentist said, is this such a halacha? You're not allowed to look in the mirror. Never heard of that. Yeah, so it's a halacha on the books in Shulchan Aruch, but all the Rishonim say that if you live in a society where it's normal for a man to look in the mirror, so then it's mutter. Tan Rabbanan. If you have writing underneath a picture, so you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. And generally, to look at images, in general, you're not supposed to do even on a weekday, because that we learn from there that you're not supposed to look at things that will lead you to idolatry. So any artwork, fear that it will lead you to idolatry. Any artwork, says Tosos, the Diuk Niyatzmaf Bechal Asr Nira to Beshavi L'Shem Avodas Gululim Amar, Avalinoi Mutter. If it's artwork that was done L'Shem Avodazara, that's Asr to look at even during the week. There is such artwork out there, but that's Asr to look at even during the week. But if it's artwork that was not done L'Shem Avodazara, it was just to make something nice, to make something pleasant to the eye, so that's going to be Mutter. And the raya is, the Gemara of Al-Dazar talks about Benon Shel Kedoshim, that he had such a minog not to look at the tzura on a coin, which the implication is, yeah, Benon Shel Kedoshim has such a minog not to look at the tzura on a coin, but at other pieces of art that are not three-dimensional, they would look, and that other people who are not Benon Shel Kedoshim would look at a tzura on a coin. So not anything that could be described as art is necessarily usher to look at, only that which is done L'shem Avodazara. That's how Tosso says. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Mavasadim in Banav. So we said the person is allowed to make a raffle with his children around the table, as long as it's not Mana Gedola Kenegan Mana Katana. So says Gemara in Banav in Bnei Beso in V'imachalo. The implication is only with Banav Bnei Beso you're allowed to do this, but not with other people. My Taima, what's the problem of making a raffle, raffling off food amongst other people? If there are people that are not going to be mevater the piece that they wanted, and that they're going to be makbid to make sure that they get a fair portion, the same portion as everybody else, so it's going to lead to all sorts of problems on Shabbos. You're going to weigh it, you're going to measure it, you're going to count it, you're going to be love of a pareya. Not a good idea to we may gzeira shami yichlov. All these are an isser that we're afraid that a person is going to come to write if you do these things. Ukedivrei Hillel, af misham ribis. And based on what we said in yesterday's daf, that a woman's not allowed to borrow a loaf of bread and return that loaf of bread a couple of days later because the price of bread may have changed. So the same over here. It's also an issue of ribis, that maybe the value of whatever food you have is gonna go up by the time you pay it back, if you get a little extra and you want to pay it back later. So frek the Gemara, well, wait a second. Yihachi banav b'nei besonami. If that's the concern, we should be worried about ribis and all these other things for with banav b'nei beso as well. So answer Gemara, banav b'nei beso in a taima k'drav yudam rav. Dam rav yudam rav mutal halvos banav b'nei beso beribis k'de la'atim on tam ribis. You're right, it is a ribis concern, but it's meaning it's not actual ribis, it's a ribis concern. It's similar to ribis. And it's okay to give banav b'nei beso a little bit of the sense of what ribis feels like so that they'll know to stay away from it, meaning it will hurt. They're not going to like it. They're not going to enjoy feeling that sense of ribis, and be there when they realize that they don't enjoy being charged ribis, they're going to realize that they shouldn't do it to other people. So it's a healthy thing to be matim the tam ribis. Says Rashi, sheyedu kama kasha, to know how difficult it is, how hard it is. Alma kivan demishalohu ein kanis a ribis vilka kabimido mishkal minyanami laf kapedahu el ashvosim below kina. People aren't going to be makbid about it when it comes to the other things either, the other concerns either. People aren't going to be so makbid to measure when you're dealing with banav ubnei beso. So then why can't you do larger pieces versus smaller pieces if it's all, no one's makbid and it's all fine? You're right, you should be able to raffle off smaller pieces and larger pieces also. And this is really how we should read it. You're allowed to raffle off even the bigger piece for the smaller piece. You're allowed to raffle off who gets the biggest piece. Why are you allowed to do that? Like we said from Rabbi Dom Rav, that it's okay to be malva b'nei beiso beribis, give them a little bit of a time that not everything always works out fairly for people, and that it hurts when things aren't fair. So that you're allowed to do, but still that's only in banav b'nei beiso. But in acherim, lo. You're not allowed to do it with other people. My taima, that's not from what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that's from what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his other Rebbe, in the name of Shmuel. Now, manu gadol k'negen manu katana af b'chol la'acher maser, my time mishum kuvya, to raffle off the big piece versus the small piece, even on a weekday, it's got nothing to do with Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it with people from outside your family, because that's an issue of kuvya, that's an issue of gambling, and you're not allowed to gamble. Gambling is mesachik b'kuvya, maybe Rashi points out, mishum kuvya de gezel, it's an isra of gezel, das machta lo kanya. When a person enters into a raffle, he assumes or he hopes his plan is to win the raffle, and therefore he doesn't completely give up his portion to the other person when they believe shalim, and therefore even though he says he's giving it up and there's a kinyan being made or whatever, he's not really being machnit to the other person, and that makes it gezel midrabanan. So you're not supposed to do raffles of manakatana because of the concern of kuvya, the concern that it's going to be a problem of gambling. The Ritva asked, but we passed in Mesach Sanhedrin, in the sugya of Mesach Kuvya and Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalit, that it's lava smachta, so it's not gezel midrabanan. It seems that we passed over there that it's not an issue of that it's more of an issue of einin osim yeshuva shalolam. Then we talk about the psul edus of someone who's mesachik kuvya, that it's not because it's really stealing, but it's einin osim yeshuva shalolam. Okay, so that's a discussion. That's a much larger discussion. Machlokas Rishonim, exactly how we paskin what the real issue is. And nafkamina, the Gemara itself says nafkamina is, what if you have a person who does have a regular job and they just happen to gamble a little bit? So if it's an isser of gezel drabbanon, you're not allowed to steal even on weekends, even a little bit. But if it's an isser of just ein oskim yeshuva shalolam, that the person is not in touch with reality, so with how money really works, so that would only be a problem if he does it all the time, but not if he actually has a regular job and he's generally responsible about money. Okay, matilin chaloshin. So the Mishnah finished by saying that we're allowed to make a raffle for kachim midon yontif avalo alamanos. So but we didn't explain what lo alamanos meant. We just said that Kohanim can cast lots over the karbanos on yontif. So the Gemara is now going to explain what does avalo alamanos mean. May avalo alamanos. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bered Bas Yaakov, very interesting name, no? His name is Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, meaning he was named after his maternal grandfather, but we have no idea who his father was. So that's what Rashi writes in Erevin. His father must have been not such a good guy, so we don't mention his father. We cut him out of the Masara. So Rabbi Yaakov, Bered Bas Yaakov, says, Avalo Alamanos Shalchol B'Yom Tov. What it means is that they can't cast lots for weekday karbanos on yontif, even though so says Mar Pshita. Of course not. So Mal Detema Holuk Siv V'Amcha Kamrive Kohen Afilu Manos Tachol Nami Kamash Mlan. I might have thought that it would be mutter to do for the weekday karbanos because otherwise Kohanim would get into terrible fights. Kohanim are what they call Type A personalities. They're very passionate and they believe very strongly in things, and therefore they're very prone. So that's very positive in a lot of ways, but it's also they're very prone to fighting with each other because of what they believe in so strongly. So we need to come up with some peaceful way in order to divide up the kachim meat. So that's so maybe you would think that you could even do the manos of chol on Shabbos in order to make it peaceful. By the way, that pasuk v'amcha kamri v'kohen l'chasam sofer, it points out, it's completely taken out of context. It's saying that the rest of the Yisraelim are going to fight with the Kohanim, not that the Kohanim fight with each other. Okay, so it's akasha why the Gemara takes that pasuk out of context. It's trying to make a point. V'amr Rav Yaakov Bredi Bas Yaakov. Once we mention Rav Yaakov Bredi Bas Yaakov, we mention something else. Kol shechaveru nenesh al yado in Machnisin Hasabi Mechitzas Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anytime someone else is punished on your account, so we're not Machnis such a person into Mechitzas Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Rishonim ready, the Achronim rather, they ask, wait a second, don't we have Gemaras like this where a big tzaddik will look at someone and he'll be Nasa Gal Shal Atzamos? The person will turn into the Gemara talks about in the fifth paragraph of Bava Basra in the Agadah over there, that someone questioned, did you really see this? Didn't I? And he looked at the person in Nasa Gal Shal Atzamos. So didn't great Amorayim, Tanoim and Amorayim have other people Ne'enash Al Yadam? So how can you say that they're not being Mechitzas Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu? So you got to come up with some sort of answer. That's only where they knew Biruach HaKodesh, that it was really the Ratzon Hashem, and that, okay, something like that. So anyway, Minolan, where do we find this idea that when someone else is punished because of me, that I get punished for that I can't be Mechitzas Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Ilei Mishum Duchsiv, if you say we learn it from the pasuk that says Ve'yomer Hashem Yifate Esacha Ve'al Ve'yipol Baramos Gilad Ve'yomer Zebuchol Ve'zomer Bechol Ve'yetsiruch Ve'yomer L'fnei Hashem Ve'yomer Niyafatenu Ve'yomer Hashem Ilov B'meh. Right, and the pasuk goes on. He says that the ruach came and said, "I'll be Mifata Achav, I'll seduce him." Ve'yomer Eitzei Ve'yisi Ruach Sheker Befi Kol Neviyav Ve'yomer Tefata V'gam Tuchal Tseva Seikain Ve'arminon My Ruach. We say, "What is this ruach?" Am Rabbi Yochanan Zer Rucho Shel Navos. This is the ruach of Navos. So we see that the spirit of Navos was the one that Achav had killed in order to get his vineyard, caused the death of Achav, and therefore might say, what does tsei mean? Amrav tsei mechitzasi. He was sent out of the mechitza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he caused the death of Achav. So the Gemara says maybe that's the source. You see, anyone who someone else has punished al yadam, that they're going to that they're also going to be sent out of the mechitza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the spirit of Navos was sent out of the mechitza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu because of what? Because Achav was punished on its account. Says Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. V'dilma hasmaina time and dechsev dover shkarim lo yikon. Maybe that was different. The spirit of Navos may have been punished for becoming a conduit for lies for Achav's prophets, not for having Achav punished on his account. It's a totally different issue that he got punished for. Elamehacha, maybe the Gemara suggests a different source. The pasuk says Savata kolon mikavod shesei gamata va'erol tisov alecha. So Savata kolon mikavod zenevuchanetzar. That's a reference to Nevuchanetzar. Shesei gamata va'erol zetzidkio. So you see that the references, the Gemara is suggesting Tzidkio is referred to as an Arel because Nebuchadnezzar was punished with the shame, as we'll see later in the Gemara, of an elongated foreskin on account of Tzidkio. That when Nebuchadnezzar tried to assault Tzidkio, Hashem made a miracle that Nebuchadnezzar's foreskin extended an obscene amount, and that was terribly embarrassing for him. So because Nebuchadnezzar was punished on account of Tzidkio, Tzidkio was called an Arel. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya. First of all, the whole pasuk is about Nebuchadnezzar. It's not about Tzidkio at all. Va'od Tzidkio tzadika. May have leil mevelay. Tzidkio was a tzaddik. What did you want him to do? He was about to be assaulted. This happened when Nebuchadnezzar was ready to assault Tzidkio. Ela mehacha. Rather, we learn, finally, Gemara suggests, from a third source. Gamer shel tzaddik lo tov. Ein lo tov el ra. Lo tov always means ra. So when there's enosh to a tzaddik, from a tzaddik, it's lo tov, it's ra. Ksiv ki lo kel chaf, it's rasha ata, lo yagur chara. Tzaddik ata Hashem, v'lo yagur b'magur chara. So you see that somebody who causes others to be punished is defined as ra. Those who are ra are evil, are not permitted in Hashem's domain. So my mashma da'ai chalashim lishna depurahu. Says the Gemara, wait a second. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to cast lots for the we mentioned in the Mishnah that you are allowed to cast lots rather for the kachim on Yantif, but we called it chalashim. Who says chalashim is lots? Who says chalashim is raffle? Where do we ever find that? So the chsiv, because the pasuk says eich nafalta mishamayim heilel ben shachar nigdatul eretz cholesh al agoyim. So from that pasuk we see cholesh is a reference to lots. This was one of the evil things that Nebuchadnezzar would do. He would make a raffle every day amongst the other kings to determine which one he was going to sodomize that day. That's how evil he was. Uksiv, once we're discussing Nebuchadnezzar, kol malchei goyim kulam, Amar Rabbi Yochanan shenachem mishkavei zachar. When Nebuchadnezzar finally died, then the other kings were able to finally rest from Mishkav Zachar. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol yom shalosu rasha lo nintzas chok bepek kol bria. As long as he was alive, no one smiled. There was nobody ever laughed. Until he died, there was no rina, there was no joy in the world. You're not allowed to stand in the house of this Rasha. It's the demons and the devils that dance there. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to sodomize Tzidkiyahu, Nimshecha Arlasa, this is what we were referring to before, when he was going to assault Tzidkiyahu, Nimshecha Arlasa, Shalosh Meos Amma, Vaisa Makzeres, Alkala Masiba Kula. His Arla, his foreskin stretched 300 Amos, and went around all the kings that were there. Shademar, Savata Kalam, Mikavat Shasei, Vigam Ata Va'arel. Aral begematria shalosh meos havi. So you see that was 300 amos. Vamar vidam rav b'shash yared also rasha legehenim. Rashu kol yard legehenim. When Nebuchadnezzar went down to Gehenim, all the people who were already in Gehenim were terrified. Amru shem alim shalayim uba. They'd rather be in Gehenim the way they were than to have Nebuchadnezzar rule over them. They thought that Gehenim was about to get a lot worse. So oli chalos kamosim, or is he going to be weak like them? Uba shenemar gamata chalisa kamonu alin nimshalta. So yatsa baskal vamar. So they were told, don't worry, he's going to be just like the rest of you. Baskel came out and said he's going to be just like the rest of you. So Amr Vidom Rav, Shavsa Umazu Sha'amra Madur Vahavei, the Ikeda Amri Shamra Ma'od Ma'od Havi, below Midor Ravu, Yatiro Saftali. So this next pasuk teaches us that he overtaxed the people. And the last pasuk teaches he overtaxed the people. Then this next was blow me the revu yatiru saftali amar rav yud amar rav yemi barab malami charach val ari zachar vekasher tanin barosho lekayim mashenemar gamis chayis sadin nasati lola avdo. That another minog of Nebuchadnezzar was that he would ride on the back of a lion and he would put a snake around his head. He would use the chayos to put fear into people. So these are the seven evil things that Nebuchadnezzar used to do. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the Mishnah on the topic of Kufnun Amalek.